Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are recording. Okay. We are recording. Today we're going to continue the message. How did Prophet Muhammad make the message, deliver the message? So now the Arab lords are very angry. Why? Yes.
Who's going to write?
Who had rights?
Let's see, Asma, would you like to write? So, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I'm sorry, the Arab lords are angry. Why? Because they think that Prophet Muhammad is going to have so many followers. If Prophet Muhammad has enough followers, then he's going to prevail over them and rule them by what?
Fear.
By Islam. You got it? So, there was a balance here like that. Right now, the bad guys are more than the Muslims. The Arab lords and the soldiers are more than the Muslims. Okay? So by having a Muslim coming into Islam, look what happens. The arm, the balance start shifting towards the good guys, or Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they were afraid. Okay? They were afraid. If we read their mind, where they are afraid. Afraid of what? Number one, Prophet Muhammad will prevail and rule them by Islam. Second, they will lose the business. What was that business?
Being dumb.
No, each tribe has an idol. Each tribe has an idol. And this idol is located where?
Ma.
Near the Kaaba, right? And so each idol is located near the Kaaba. So the people come to do pilgrimage, to do what? Pilgrimage to their God, to their idol. And what happens? They bring with them what?
Idol.
A lot of business. A lot of business. So it's all about business. Okay? Another thing that the Arabs didn't like is that you are telling us that our forefathers in hell, they were wrong. Our grandfathers, our great-grandfathers are in hell.
Yes.
So they didn't like that. So there was a hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was approached by a guy and said, the guy said, is my father in hell? He said, yes, my father and your father are in hell. Okay?
Well, but they didn't know about Islam. How are they now?
Allah has his own way of judging. Okay.
How about if you never heard of Islam, never like...
Allah has his own way of judging people. Allah judges the hearts, remember? Mm-hmm. Allah can still judge the hearts. So, there's a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that says that Allah will bring the good guys, or Allah will bring the people who didn't hear about Islam, who didn't have a prophet. Allah will bring them to the edge of hellfire to test them, a test of submission. So they stand on the edge. Allah says, jump.
Yay.
Some of them will do jump, and the remaining one will what? Refuse to jump.
They're going to jump in the hell, you smart.
Okay, so that is what? That's a test of submission. The ones who jump, Allah takes them to where?
Heaven.
To Jannah. And the ones who don't,
jump to hellfire.
Allah takes them where?
To
hellfire.
They jump to hell. Okay.
Why? This is a test of submission, right?
Yeah, because they didn't do what he was asking.
Exactly. So that's the test of submission. Got this part right? So Allah knows how to judge people who didn't hear about Islam. As far as we are concerned, once a person says, I'm a Muslim, then he's a Muslim.
I have a question.
Okay.
I've always wondered, how would we know, like, out of all the religions out there, how do we know that Islam is, like, the I've always just wondered, like, how do we know, like, the fact that Islam is the real religion and Allah's really...
Without comparing Islam to other religion,
yeah.
Quran has scientific statements. Statements talk about secrets of nature. And these, oh, yeah, the science,
later,
yeah, the science did not discover those secrets of nature, scientific secrets of nature, until the past century, where it is a scientific revolution, okay? So the Quran, if I would make a lecture for you guys showing you the miracles of the Holy Quran, the scientific miracles of the Holy Quran. So, inshallah, I'll plan one of those to you.
Yeah, you should do it in the morning. You should do
It's above the heads of the kids. So
oh, okay.
Kids have to be involved, engaged. So, basically, so do you know now?
Yeah.
Another thing is the Quran itself. Where did it come from?
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Exactly. Can people... Okay, can Prophet Muhammad come up with his own Quran?
No way.
He's illiterate. He could write a Quran, but he can't come up with his own Quran.
No. If the Quran wasn't a revelation, you know the people who tried to mimic the Quran, the verses in the Quran, they were laughed at, and the listeners told them, shut up. It's like one of them says, I can bring a text like Quran. They said, okay. They said, okay.
Are they finding a beehive in there?
Okay.
Shut up. It's construction.
Okay? All right. So that answers your question?
Yeah.
That's how I was. This is how I was personally getting very attached to Islam. I knew Islam is right from the beginning. But now, after seeing these miracles, I was so impressed.
What miracles did you see?
Hmm?
What miracles did you see?
Several ones. I mean, in the lecture, I can show you what are these miracles. Okay. So this is how why the Arab lords hated it. Now, as Prophet Muhammad was gaining more, so they moved, they felt, no, this guy is dangerous. This guy is not like Waraka. This guy is dangerous, this guy is not like Waraka. Okay? So, let's start to ruin his reputation. They tried how many things? Number one, giving offers to him.
Oh yeah, like, do you want money? Do you want women? Do
yes.
You want all this stuff?
And exactly. Okay. Okay. That's construction thing.
Who is it? Who gave it to who? Like the who offered what to who?
Oh yes, the Arab lords offered deals to the Prophet. So they were trying to compromise. One of them, it says, we worship your God one day, and you worship our God another day. The answer came from Allah in Surah. The answer came...
It was so hard that it fell. Whoa,
okay.
Whoa.
The answers...
That's going to fall.
The answers came...
Wait, see, the glass clock? Broke.
The glass didn't break.
It's plastic.
What is that, the clock?
Wait, can I see it?
It's shattered by... Shattered, gone. God bless America.
Oh, okay, put it on the side here. Put it on the side.
I was speaking
in Chinese, but I don't want people to
get. Put it on the side and let's get going with the class.
Yeah, let's get going. I don't
so
want to be that class.
The answer came from Allah about worshiping our religion 1 year and switching. What was the answer? What was surah that answered this invitation, this compromise, this deal? No.
It starts with the noon.
Surah Al-Kafirun.
Oh.
Allah says, say, I don't worship what you worship. And you're not worshiping what I worship. And you're not worshiping my God. And I'm not worshiping your God. You have your religion and I have my religion. Surah Al-Kafirun. Okay?
So get...
Then the deal of, like, women and all of these things. And then the deal of, finally,
money.
The deal of was the last deal was.
Dude, you missed it. The clock just fell down.
Yeah, the clock is shattered.
Oh, sorry, I was late. The clock is shattered. I can't.
So.
Oh, no, I'll put it right here.
No. know, I'll keep them.
Oh, now we're going to need to
okay. Back to the subject. So now, when Prophet Muhammad, one thing, when it happened, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
What was that?
They're doing construction.
They were banging the
clock,
and then they shattered the clock.
When Hamza came to Islam, followed by Umar, when Hamza, the uncle of the Prophet, came to Islam, followed by Umar, then Islam became strong. So they were able to start the second phase of Islam, which is going public. Which is going public. So the first phase of Islam was secret. Secret means they cannot show in public. They cannot show anything in public.
But still, people it was still kind of public because people threatened Muhammad, right?
Yes, but his followers were meeting secretly, and nobody knows about them. So now they felt that. Please don't make it hard.
Huh?
Don't make it hard.
Yeah, stop, sorry.
So that was the beginning of the public dawah. So when they do a public dawah, it means that they became strong enough to face the non-believers, the Arab lords. Got it? So what was the incident, if I ask you, what was the incident that made Muslims move from secret dawah into public dawah?
Because Prophet Muhammad said, if they know, he said, I won't do it in secret anymore. And then everybody else said, if he's not doing it.
Yeah, but what's the incident? What made him decide that?
Because they had enough people. If they're going to harm them, the population of Mecca is going to go way down.
Okay. No. The events where the Umar ibn al-Khattab becoming a Muslim. So a few days ago, Hamza was a Muslim, then followed by Umar becoming a Muslim. Umar is a tough guy, right?
Yeah.
And Hamza is a tough guy too. So both of them are?
Tough guys.
Tough guys.
That should be a TV show.
Tough guys.
So when both joined Islam, Umar ibn al-Khattab, you know what is known about Umar? He's really tough. He's really tough and he's really...
Didn't he die in battle?
No. He was assassinated.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow, wow. By
who? By you? When Umar, the Prophet... Okay. One of the names the Prophet called Umar, he called him Al-Faruq.
Sword of God, right?
La, this is Khalid ibn al-Walid.
Oh.
So Prophet Muhammad called Umar what? Al-Faruq. Why? It means the divider. The divider, because he became, that was the end of secret dawah, beginning of what?
Public
dawah.
Shall I kill him? I forgot to say that.
So the Prophet started, preaching at Mecca. Okay? But his uncle and his wife died. You know his wife that was married to him at that time? You know her name?
Khadija.
That's right. Her name is Khadija. Okay? And how old was she when she married the Prophet?
40-something.
Teacher?
Huh?
Teacher.
She was 25.
Can I use the bathroom, please?
Yes.
Either 25 or 40.
That's 40. That's right.
Prophet was 25.
And the Prophet is 25. What do you think the wisdom of Allah? Of Allah making the Prophet marry a woman that is 15 years older than him?
Like more knowledge?
No. Because she will mother him. She will become like a mother to him.
Oh,
You understand?
That's not, but
she,
are you going to sell that?
I mean, if he would have been married a young woman, she might be able to tolerate what happens, the horrors of that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going through.
Sorry to distract you. I'm Salim's mother. Salim and Saliha mother. They are with you. Salim is here. You know Saliha.
Yes.
My mom a little bit sick. I wanna leave is Maitreya. So I need them both to give them final early, please. Is that possible?
I'm going to send the final, which is take home final.
Okay.
I'll send it by mail.
Yeah, how long?
So they can get it anywhere.
Yeah.
By checking their email. And then when they print it out and answer, they send it back to me by email. How? Either you take a picture with the iPhone.
Okay.
And then email the picture to
me.
Is
it possible to do it here? Because whenever you send this, they say the answer is not correct, the answer is not mistake, this, that's what I read. And I'm worried about that.
The grades, when I grade it,
yeah.
I scan it and send it back to you.
So she is the last day, it's her graduation this year. So
okay.
How we, actually we are not staying here until the last day. By 3 years we have to leave.
Okay, like I said to you.
But you will give them early or?
Where is he going?
Texas.
Texas, has plenty of internet.
Yeah,
access.
Yeah, yeah. But the problem is how she graduate, how she gets the certificate.
She will. You're talking about Saliha, right?
Saliha and
yes.
Both. I'm talking about both. Saliha
and
for graduation.
And Salim.
Yeah, Salim's for next class too.
Yes. Yeah, he will be. The grades are not due until late. So
until who checked?
He will get automatic social promotion.
Oh, okay. So we don't fail all the class like that?
Yeah, even if I fail, he just moves forward.
Oh, he go forward. Saliha, the same thing?
Same thing for Saliha.
Oh, okay. But to encourage them to do is just you send them early on the mail and they will do it like that?
What is it again?
The final is to encourage them at least to do it. It's just they print it out and they will send to you. Is that what it says?
Yes.
So they will take pictures, you say?
Yeah, use an iPhone, take pictures of the answers after they answer it and email it back to them. Either by iPhone or by scanner.
If we don't have that access, how can we deal with
this? This is what the iPhone does. Just send me an email from the iPhone or from a phone or from a camera.
Oh, okay.
Just email me the picture.
Both of them. So anytime you will give them, doesn't matter.
Yes.
Okay. Just open the mic.
Yeah, the New Jurassic Park one watch
that.
Yeah, let's
just call
another one.
Hold on. Let's focus here.
It's so long.
No, it's still going on. Okay. So now, okay, who was called, who was given the title? The separator?
You mean the divider?
Or the divider?
Ali or Omar.
Omar. What do you know about Omar?
He's tough.
And he is... He became what kind? Which Khalifa was the first, second, or third? Second.
Yeah,
the second. Okay. So now, why was he called divider? Because after he became Muslim, okay, Muslims became strong enough to go out and
fight
in public.
Oh.
In public. Okay. In a demonstration. La ilaha illallah. They went into two. They went into two rows. They went into what?
Two
rows. One row, Hamza, at the beginning. Another row is Omar at the beginning. And then in the middle there was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Well, did you get a huge tan?
Hello.
This is
not fair. This is not fair to distract the class. This is not fair. You can. You have a recess to do this.
What is?
Okay. So now, to go back to find out if you absorbed this knowledge or what. Muslims started to get in public by public demonstration. By what?
Public demonstration.
Public demonstration.
40.
Okay. So what happens? How was that public demonstration?
Two rows.
Was it? There were
two rows.
One,
first one was in the front, one was in the back.
And where was the Prophet?
In the middle.
In the middle. That's right. And now, like sometimes when there is... Okay. Now, Umm Jamil, Umm Lahab, the wife of Abu Lahab, Umm Jamil, the wife of Abu Lahab, she wanted them to get scattered. So she would gather firewood. Okay? And then she would let it on fire.
Okay.
And then she would throw it where?
In the crowd.
So Allah gave her a name in the Quran in Surah Al-Kafir, in Surah Al-Masad. So what did Allah say in Surah Al-Masad?
But is that Tabbat Yada?
Tabbat Yada. So Allah says about her, وَمْرَأَتُهُ, his wife, حَمَّالَةَ الْحَطَبِ, the one who carried the fire sticks.
She would.
When she threw the fire,
went back.
She'll go back to hell or something.
No, she died as a kafir, because.
Is that good or bad? It's bad.
Kafir is a kafan. You know, kafar is the.
When
the
she
bad
died
woman.
As kafir or as a bad woman, she would be admitted to hellfire, and she would have proven, if she became a Muslim. It would prove that the Quran is wrong, right?
Yeah.
Because the Quran says what?
That she wasn't.
Yes. The Quran would have been both
wood.
Firewood.
Hatab isn't hatab. Hatab is wood.
Firewood. Firewood. Or fire bushes. In other words, fire bushes. So, حَمَّالَةَ الْحَطَبِ. Okay, if Abu Lahab and his wife became Muslims, then what would be the problem there?
The Quran would be wrong.
The Quran would be wrong. Do you see that? If Abu Lahab and his wife became Muslims, then the Quran is
wrong.
So they refused to become Muslims until they died, both of them. Just like what Allah has predicted.
But like Pharaoh, no.
It wouldn't count, right? Because they became Muslim at the last minute.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, okay.
They died as non-Muslims. Okay. So now, who was protecting the Prophet? Why didn't the Arab lords kill the Prophet?
They tried, they did.
No, they didn't. But at the beginning, they tried to when the Prophet immigrated to Medina. Which is much later. How many years the Prophet stayed in Mecca? Huh? How many years?
25 years. I guess 12.
13 years.
Oh, really? I first guessed 12. I didn't take guess 12.
Yeah. 13 years.
I just wanted the medal.
Okay? 13 years. So when the wife of the Prophet and his uncle died, this was called the year of
sorrow.
The year of sorrow, mashallah. Okay. So now, why didn't the bad guys kill the Prophet earlier?
Because he was protected by...
Because he was protected by? No, by his uncle, Abu Talib. By his tribe, basically. He was protected by his?
Features.
By his tribe. In the Arabic tradition, the people who will defend you, they would not be, they don't have to be Muslims. So as long as from this tribe of Banu Hashim, clan of Banu Hashim, okay, the prophet, they supported the prophet. They supported that?
Yeah,
the prophet. Prophet. To the level that when the bad guys put the prophet in a siege, put the prophet and his uncle in a siege.
He told his uncle.
So they all gathered. So they were so weak after that, and they were so hungry that after the siege ended, Khadija, the wife of the prophet, and Abu Talib, the uncle of the prophet, the ones who were supporting the prophet, both of them died because of the
hunger,
because of the siege. Yeah, their health. Yes.
Wait, who was
Khadija and Abu Talib, the uncle of the prophet, and Khadija is
the wife.
The wife, prophet.
Wait, yeah. Can you
so Prophet Muhammad's uncle died because he didn't say. He went to hell because he didn't say.
He did not die as a Muslim, unfortunately. So he's going to stay. He's going to dwell in hellfire forever. Okay?
Wow.
It's behind you, under your chair.
So now the prophet is what? Without protection. Again, why didn't the Arab lord try to kill the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam earlier?
Start recording.
It is. Why didn't they? Huh?
Protected by Abu Dhabi. No.
Okay. The Arabian traditions. The Arabian traditions was, if you kill one of my tribe, then the entire tribe will fight back for revenge. Okay.
Yeah.
They will fight back for revenge.
Which
tribe? So if they will kill. If they would kill the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his clan, which are the children, his clan, which are the
children. Yeah, you should have been there. It was so awesome.
Which is Banu Hashim, which is what? Banu
Hashim.
His clans, which are the Banu Hashim, are going to support that person.
Talk.
Are going to support one.
Yeah,
that person.
There.
So now, if the prophet would have been killed, then Banu Hashim are going to go, okay, in war with the tribe that killed the prophet. Got it? And this will cause civil war in Mecca. This will cause what? Civil war in Mecca. Just listen to me.
Can I sit there, please?
Al Farouk with Kaf, with Qaf. Qaf. So they were.
Go back. I cannot see them.
Can you
see in the front? No. Because she's just copying what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
Okay. Yes, you can now erase column. Okay. You understand why they couldn't kill him?
Yeah.
Because of tribalism. All his clan people, whether they're Muslims or non-Muslims,
they will
stand up for this, and they are going to fight the clan that killed the prophet. So this will divide Mecca into two camps. One will be a, one with the tribe of the killer, and the other one was Banu Hashim. Okay? And then people will be divided. Some of them will be allies with one, and other people will be allies with two, and then one and two will start a war that will ruin what?
Mecca.
Mecca.
Okay. They just burn it to the ground.
Yeah,
okay.
Dude.
Now, in the days of Hijrah, in the day of Hijrah, they wanted to kill the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, what happened? Why did they decide to kill the Prophet regarding of the threat that the Prophet clan, the civil war?
Which one was stronger, that clan or Bani Hashim?
Which clan again?
The one that was about to kill Prophet Muhammad.
Can I record
No.
You?
Huh?
So just in case if I don't get it on my email, I can know.
You go to the website, you find it. Okay? You got that part right?
Yes.
Okay. So, when they decided to kill him, what did they do?
Kill him. I mean, they got one...
Why did they decide to kill him without worry? Without what?
Worry.
The Hawks are winning.
Huh?
Guess what?
About the civil war. Why? What was the plan? Let me see the smart boys. The smart boys. Why did they decide to kill him despite the threat of a civil war that will finish Mecca? Huh?
Because it was too much of a threat. They thought that Prophet Muhammad and his religion would take over Mecca.
Yes, but why did they decide to kill him at the point when he was emigrating to Mecca and Medina?
How? He was a lonely.
Yes, but his tribe is going to ask for his blood.
A blood?
Yeah.
Why?
We'll go to war with the ones, with the clan of the ones who killed him.
I don't think they should do that.
What was the trick that they did? Okay, here's the trick. They brought a person from 40 different tribes. They brought a person from each...
Oh, I thought... Okay.
From each 40... From each...
Underscore the Jew.
They went to 40 tribes and they picked up the strongest. They picked up the what? The strongest among them. So they ended up gathering how many people?
40
people.
Waiting outside his door, killing
him. Yes. So if they killed the Prophet, if they killed the Prophet, then the war will not be possible. The war will not be possible. Why? The civil war will not be possible. Why?
No.
Think. Smart. Huh?
Because of the 40 tribes, they would be with the killers.
Uh-huh.
Eat the blood would be on everybody from the 40 tribes.
Dude, follow me.
So the Bani Hashim, they couldn't defeat all 40 tribes of life.
You are so smart. Thank you. Because now, Banu Hashim are going to fight 40 tribes. Could Bani Hashim fight 40 tribes?
Maybe four, but not 40.
Okay. So they will be forced then to accept the...
Death.
No. To accept the money, monetary compensation.
Can I get yours?
The money what?
I requested yours.
Okay. The money... So this is why.
Wait, what's the time?
It's 55.
How many followers do you
have? Huh? 235. It's 55.
Okay. We'll go 11 o'clock.
235 is not enough. Oh my god, they're gonna kill us.
Exactly. We're gonna be spot stabbed.
They're gonna get something first.
Now, do you know about the siege? How long the siege continue?
Until Prophet Muhammad may die for all 40 men. He may die so that he can go to Medina. And then the all 40 people, one by one, they start going to sleep.
No, that's before that. Remember, the Prophet was put with his clan in a siege. You know what? Siege. Okay. How many years? Teach means they will not have food in or food out. And nobody's going to do business with them. Everybody will boycott them.
Was it the one where they signed the paper and the
time to put it in Kaaba?
Are you asking how they ended it?
Sir, it's time to go.
No, I am asking is, what I'm asking is, what was the reason for them to put them into siege?
They put them into siege.
Sit down until you dismiss.
They tried torture. Torture wouldn't get the Muslims not to be Muslim anymore. So they're going to do siege. They have limited supply of food and everything. They have limited supply. And then every people would start converting to whatever.
You're right.
Okay. The reason they have the siege is because the clan of Prophet Muhammad refused to surrender Prophet Muhammad for them to kill, for the bad guys to kill. Hello. So who was the siege? Muhammad. Who was in the siege? Muhammad. Muhammad and Muslims alone, or just the clan of Banu Hashim?
The first one.
The clan of Banu Hashim. The clan of Banu Hashim, even though the ones that are not Muslims from Banu Hashim, they went to the siege. Why? Because they were protecting their prophet.
Yeah, they're protecting the prophet.
Using tribalism, not because of religion. Because of tribalism. So they said, you're not getting out of the siege until you surrender Muhammad to us to kill.
They just traveled to some other place using the sea.
Well, they didn't want to leave their town and go in another place. They wanted to stay with in the town with their wealth and with their houses. The 4 minutes left.
You said 59.
4 minutes left. Okay.
You have a gym membership?
Yeah.
Now, the Prophet, after the siege, nobody was listening to Islam. So Mecca, the remaining guys in Mecca, okay, no more people are accepting Islam. So now, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted a source of protection. So what did he do? His uncle died. His wife died. His uncle died.
He died in the siege. I saw that. Yeah.
Okay.
And then,
what happened to the Prophet? He Mecca wouldn't have any more believers. Mecca wouldn't have any more believers. Mecca would have no more believers. Got it?
It is four.
Hey, it's Safi.
So what did the Prophet do?
Somebody using him anymore.
Somebody, he was looking for a clan. He was looking for a clan to support him. Guess what did he do to get the clan to support him? Huh? What's the first thing he did to get another clan to support him? Or another tribe to support him?
Show them Islam.
No, he chose Thaqif. He chose Thaqif.
Oh, I love it.
And he chose Thaqif, and then he went, he told the chief and his brothers about Islam, and they mocked him very badly, and then they stoned him.
That's terrible.
No, they stoned him out of the town.
Oh.
Okay. All right, you're dismissed.
Yes. Thank you.
Just this column?
It's yours?
What's your wall?
That is!
Sure.
Thank you. Hi, this is my channel wall.
Dude, Yanis! Wait, why? Are you gonna play basketball with it?
Yeah.